Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 29 August 2022, and I've got a special guest tonight. I'm going to tell you about him in just a minute. I'm going to let you, I'll bring him up. I don't want to surprise you too quickly. I'm going to tell you about it after I make some announcements, okay? But a very special guest joining us tonight. Before I get anything else, I want to make mention two people in prayer. Mick asks us to keep his wife, Johnny, in prayer. So you prayer warriors, Mick knows what it's all about, and so does God. Please keep Johnny in prayer. And also, one of our listeners named Danny, I won't get any detail, but Danny found out that he has cancer, and he's asking for prayer for healing. He's also trying to get a hold of some natural doctors. You can call Dr. Rodriguez and all that, but keep Danny in your prayers for healing, please. That's very important, okay? I mean, the prayer requests are asked. Please don't get prayer requests. Don't forget the spatial and water filters. Now, folks, if you have a Berkey water filter, any stainless steel unit Berkey has or we have that they sell, Jim McKinney's new water filter will fit in them. And right now, it's hard to get water filters from Berkey. They're scarce. For some reason, supply chain never got back to what it ought to be after this COVID hoax. So you're not going to be able to find Berkey water filters. We offer them through the ministry here, but we found out Jim's water filters actually do more than the Berkeys do. And I never thought I'd say that, but I'm telling you the truth. You don't need both a black and white filter to do what his do. His filter do all that the both of those combined will do and a little more. They're on spatial. They're on spatial. He's going to do it through Sunday. He decided to do it through the end of September. So we have a spatial and water filters through the end of September. 10% off. So if you order, let's say the 10-pack, it's regularly $359 for 10 filters. It lasts you a long time. You can take $36 off of that, okay? And if you buy the 4-pack for $169, you can take $17 off of that. It's not a bunch, folks, but it's a few bucks you can save. Now, sale's going on through the end of the month. So if you want to call and order, we offer them through the ministry here. You call us and let us know which size you want as far as what pack. They're all the same size as far as the length of the filters. And they will fit any stainless steel Berkey out there. 4-pack, $169 minus $17. 10-pack, $359 minus $36. Give us a call at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And folks, don't put off getting water filters, please. Of all the basic essentials you need, water is certainly it. And the filters are on sale, I said, through September. In the U.S. only, we found out, time you ship them out of country, to Canada, for example, the price is exorbitant. So U.S. only. Only the lower 48, the states can get it without paying extra shipping. So please, if you want it, Let us know. We're glad to get it for you. And I do mean that. So there's a sale through September. And Crystal put up something the other day. Crystal works in the office. Now, if you call this office on Thursday, you talked to Crystal before. And by the way, you can call this number I just gave you between 9 and 4 every day Eastern time. Lisa will answer your phone or call you back, get your order, take credit card number, whatever you want to use to pay for the filters. Or if you want an address or write to us, she'll give it to you also. But Crystal said, Pastor, won't you put together a grab bag? We have got a bunch of CDs and DVDs and some books, some good books. We no longer offer through the ministry as far as in the catalog. If you would trust us, you want a grab bag. I'm talking like 20 DVDs or CDs and a book maybe. $25 will get you 25 DVDs and or CDs plus a book or two. $25, that's delivered price, shipping and all. The grab bag. Just tell Lisa or write to us, say, we want the grab bag, and $25, we'll send you back some stuff that I know you're going to enjoy. No, we're not going to say it's trash. There are teachings I've done and other DVDs that's been put together. I think you'll find it interesting. We're going to do a grab bag. We're going to just move them out of here because they're no longer offered in the catalog. But they're all good quality teachings, folks, and I promise that. So get 25 DVDs or CDs and or mix, whatever, and a book for $25. So there you go. You call the same number at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Order what you can. Now, our guest tonight is a movie actor. Now, if you watched any of Bruce Lee's movies, you probably know his name. His name is Mel Novak. He's acted in a lot of Bruce Lee movies. We'll bring him up and let him give his testimony, how he come to know Christ, ask him questions about the movie business. I think you'll find this very interesting, folks. I really do. Mel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
It is good to have you, my friend. Very good to have you. I've been trying to get you on for a long time. So it's good to have you with us tonight. And I just want you to tell the folks a little bit about Mel. Who is Mel? Tell them what you've done and just a little bit about him.
Well, I've done, 70 or 80 movies, a lot of starring roles. And I usually did my own fights and stunts. And I'm well known in the Bruce Lee movie Game of Death. I played a villain named Stick, and Bruce killed me in that movie.
Okay. All right.
So it's been tough because one of the movies there was a Christian director, Leo Fong. And after I did a long fight scene, you know, beat the tar out of that stuntman, we did it twice. And I said, come on, Leo, move on. Let's move on. No, one more. Well, when one more came, when I flew through the air, I hit the concrete and I have the four discs that are crushing the nerve,
oh.
And I never did drugs, and I don't take opiates, so I struggle.
Wow.
I had to turn down two movies this year.
Well, tell the folks about where you grew up and how you got into movies in the first place.
Well, I didn't come to California to be an actor or a preacher. I was born and raised in around Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I had a lot of love in my family, a lot of support, and we went to church on Sundays, and my mother was a prayer warrior, because when I was like 9 years old, they wanted to amputate my leg, and my mother said, you're not amputating his leg. And the doctor says, look, we don't amputate the leg, he's going to die in 12 hours. She says, no, he won't. I'm going to pray. Well, I had a praying mother. And from 18 to 28, I had 10 throat surgeries.
Wow. Well, it was only 30.
And my mother prayed and fasted 7 years.
My goodness.
Yep.
And what was wrong with your throat, Mel?
I kept getting these growths, and my voice would turn from what it is now. It would be like this. I could hardly talk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The devil must have known I was going to be a preacher, because how could I preach if I can't talk?
Very true. Very true.
But prayer invades the...
Go ahead.
Prayer invades the impossible.
Amen. That's very true. That's also very true. So how were you when you decided, hey, I think I'm going to try to be an actor?
Well, when I got out of high school, I had 60 football scholarships, all the big universities in the country. And I signed a pro baseball contract with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And by the time I just turned 19, I had a massive rotator cuff tear and had surgery, and they butchered me, and I was a cripple for 5 years. Wow. That was the end of my baseball career and the end of the scholarships. Because at that time, if you did anything professionally, you couldn't play any amateur sport.
Uh-huh.
So I just decided to come to California. I had a friend that I played pro baseball with. He and his wife owned a couple of apartments. So I went out there, rented the apartment from them. I got a job at an insurance company. And one of the gals who worked there said, because my signature is wearing suits, two-ton shoes, like old school. Mm. And she says, you look great in your suits. Would you like to meet my cousin? She's a modeling agent. I said, sure. So I started modeling. Then they sent me to a couple acting schools, and that's how that came about. But I was working, and I had income coming in, because a lot of actors who come here, they think they're going to be discovered overnight, and they have no income.
Uh-huh.
So the first big TV part I had was on Mannix, Mike Connors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that show.
And I played a hitman named Blue Eyes. And that led to do a role in a movie, Black Belt Jones. This is the third biggest moneymaker for Warner Brothers. And the director, Robert Klaus, when I went and did a reading with him for The Game of Death, I went dressed like a gangster. I had the gangster hat, suit, and I did well in my reading of the script with him. And the first day of shooting on Black Belt Jones, that was a martial arts movie, I had... I did very well the first day. And so the second day, assistant director says, Mel Novak. I says, yo, director and producer want to see you right away. I said, why? I don't know, but you got to go in right away. They're waiting for you. So I went in and I said, did I do something wrong? They says, no, you did everything right. And we want to know, your crime partner can't handle dialogue, so we want to know if we can give you his his dialogue, and I just had a big smile and says, give me all the dialogue you want. And my role became very large, and two-thirds through that movie, he told me he's going to take me to Hong Kong to do the Bruce Lee movie. And that was God's favor, because I have that movie. I've led so many people to Christ because of that role, and it was a villain role. Because I mostly play villains. I've died 27 times in the movies. And that's how I got to get... I spent 7 weeks in Hong Kong filming it. You still there? Pastor Butch. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry. My phone, my cord disconnected. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, so was acting really hard work? Obviously enjoyed it, but was it really hard work?
Well, sure. You know, you have to be prepared. I was always prepared, and I learned about different characters. Like, I never killed anybody in real life, but in the movies, I shot a lot of people. I've also led people to Christ on a set, and it was the hardest part is to always be prepared with your dialogue. A lot of people, they fumble their dialogue, and time is money in film work.
Sure.
So.
What kind of man was Bruce Lee?
I liked him. Unfortunately, he was a Buddhist, so that didn't help him when he died.
Right, that's very true. But what was he when you worked with him? A nice fella, or?
Yeah, I met him on. He was doing the Green Hornet TV show.
Uh huh.
And I remember that I was there, and he was staring at me. And I says, what? He says, you got a villain's face. I signed him that. And then little did he know, or me, that I was going to play the villain in his last movie.
And so he was a good guy to work with.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
And then he was obviously very good at martial arts. And it's always been a mystery, I've got to ask you, what really killed him? What happened to him?
Well, there's a lot of different stories. Some people in Hong Kong said that, in Hong Kong, you have to pay the Chinese mafia 10% of whatever you make. And he was supposed to make $1 million in his next picture. So they said, you got to give us $100,000. And he told them, no way. And the girl that was with him, they told me she's at the bottom of the Kowloon Bay. They killed her, gave her petrified shoes. I remember I was shooting one day. These three little guys came with suits. And after I did the one shot, they came over. Whoa, you good actor. Thank you very much. So when they left, I said, who are those guys? And the cameraman says, you don't want to know. That was... three of the Chinese mafia guys probably collecting their 10% somewhere. Being that I came out from the United States, they don't bother people. Only the ones who live and act in Hong Kong.
Okay. Wow. So there's a good chance Bruce Lee was taken out then.
Yeah, and the sad thing was, if you saw the movie, my character got into a movie that he was shooting within the movie, and I changed bullets, changed to a blank to a real one. That's how he got shot.
Well, wait a minute, wait a minute. Who changed the bullets?
I did.
Okay, and you did that for what reason?
What they did, the big boss got me to play in the movie that he was doing within the movie.
Okay.
And that's how his son died, because what they told me, the people in Hong Kong, that they got to wipe out every male heir. So Brandon, his son, super nice kid. I mean, just wonderful. He was doing a movie, and somebody switched bullets in there, and that's how he got killed.
So you changed the bullets. So why did you change the bullets? Why did you do that?
This was my character did that.
Oh, because, okay. All right. I see. Okay. I got you. So, but were they real bullets?
No. I had to show that it was a change. And then when I shot, when he rolled over, they, you know, makeup came in and put all blood on him.
Sure. Well, now, so, I know I'm asking a stupid question, but those are all prop guns, right?
Yeah. But so, sometimes somebody screws up.
So that they sometimes bring in a real gun.
Well, even at prop guns, you can shoot them. They shoot blank bullets, and if somebody switches a real bullet, then they're going to get hit.
So the guns will fire a real bullet.
Yeah.
Okay, I've often wondered that. I did not know that. Gee, that's not necessarily a good thing. So those guns will actually fire real bullets. I did not know that. I had no idea.
I would always check and double check with the guy who handles all the guns to make sure they're blanks. Everything's blanks.
Wow. I'd say that's very important. I mean, had some. I mean, that's. I had no idea that could be done. So it actually happens sometimes in real life, maybe even on purpose. I guess obviously. So that's something.
You saw that movie that. What's the actor? He was directing and had a starring role.
Busey?
No.
No.
The one that has three brothers.
Oh yeah. My mind's going blank. They played on Young Riders. And was, I mean, that's one of the brothers played on that. Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. One of them is a Christian.
One of them is.
One of the brothers.
Okay. So go ahead.
There's still a lawsuit and everything. And he was, he shot and killed the cinematographer. She's married, had a child, and that was just so horrible that happened.
Alex, good gosh, I know you're talking about it. I can't think your name. But so you, I mean, that obviously was an accident. I would like to think it was.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, that's all I can say. So back to you again. So when did you become a born-again believer?
1972.
That's a year after I did. How about that? Okay.
November November 14th.
Okay. And how did that affect your acting career?
I never, ever used God's name in vain. I wouldn't do nudity because I was raising two kids. And there were certain things I wouldn't do, whether you could fire me, you could do what you want. And, yeah, and acting was just something to make some extra money. And I was fortunate to do a lot of different kinds of movies. But
so,
the main thing...
Go ahead.
I've done over 10,000 services in the skid rows of Los Angeles and prisons and penitentiaries all over the country.
Wow. And how were you received by the other actors when they when you were testifying by Christ? How did they receive you?
Well, like in Hollywood, it's like a kiss of death. But I didn't care.
Oh, by the way, the last name is Baldwin. Oh, go ahead. The last name is Baldwin.
Yeah, Baldwin, right.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, Acts 5:29, I need God's approval, not man's.
Exactly. So when you testified or witnessed to other actors, you weren't necessarily well received then.
Yeah, you know, there. Unfortunately, there's a lot of them where acting is their god.
Oh yeah.
And that,
yeah, no doubt.
That's just not right.
No, it isn't right, and obviously they have made a lot of money off of that, doing that too. So, of course, they're going to do what they can to keep the jobs.
Be no you, old truck behind her hearse.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I've often wondered about that because, obviously, from what I know about actors and actresses, not many of them I would consider good moral individuals. Is that a fair statement?
Well, there aren't many born-again Christians, I know that.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. But from what you see some of them have done to make money, it makes you wonder about them altogether. So you've been acting now for how many years?
Going on, let me see.
Wow. Okay. All right. We're going to go to break in a second. After break, folks, well, phone line's up too. Now, I'm sure you have questions to ask this gentleman. He's been around a while. He's been with a lot of people that you probably know in movies that you've seen. And it just fascinates me that he's a born-again believer and able to function in a society like that without being totally kicked out. Back at the break, folks. Don't go away. You can call if you like at 844-769-2944. Army's come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Media experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All righty, folks, we're back here and talking to Mel Novak. And now, you already know, he starred on a bunch of movies, and he, of course, with Bruce Lee in his last movie, and generally plays a bad guy. although you can tell by he talks, he's not a bad guy. But his testimony and his life, that he was standing so strong for Christ in a society where that's got to be really unusual, is enough to make you want to say praise God for his outreach, reaching millions of people with the Word of God and talking to people every day about Christ and salvation. So that's something that's unbelievably beautiful in the position and I will say a little bit of influence Mills had on a lot of people from his career. If you want to call and talk to him, asking questions, please do. 844-769-2944. Now, you said that you go into prisons and, of course, work the people and a lot of them in that know you from your acting career, obviously. But overall, how is when you go into prison, how are you received most time?
Well, they, in their mindset, I'm one of them because I play villains.
Right.
And they treat me with respect. I know in L.A. County Jail, the worst jail in the country and the biggest jail in the world, I was doing, I did a lot of services there. And they had two stabbings in the church service in 12 days.
Wow.
So I had about 90 guys in there. And I said, I know you all heard about the stabbing, so I got to express something to you. And if you come at me with a shank, I said, I'm going to take your eye out, then I'm going to repent. Nobody said boo.
Well, they knew you meant it, I suppose, you know. And we say that, no one, and I've been a preacher for 40 years, and probably one of the biggest wusses in the country, but if you hurt my wife or somebody in my family, even a friend of mine, and I'm there, you better believe they won't stop you. And they call me the pistol packing preacher because I always carry a gun wherever I go. I carry a gun. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm very thankful that God directed me to that, because he tells in scriptures that we need to arm ourselves. In Luke 22:36, he told disciples, if you don't have a sword, go sell your coat and buy one. And I've been a disciple of Christ for many years, so I do carry a gun. I carry it in the pulpit. I carry it everywhere I go. And I have very few, and I've only had maybe two complaints in 30 years about carrying a gun. Most of them thank me for doing that. Even the cops thank me for doing it. So, yeah, folks, I mean, this, being a Christian doesn't make you a doormat. Doesn't say that anywhere in the Bible.
Exactly.
It doesn't say that.
You know, you're not a doormat, floor mat, or a punching bag.
That's exactly right. Absolutely right. So you've been doing this now for a lot of years, and you go into prisons and teach. You were telling me that you still do a Bible study every week?
I have for 41 years. And I usually get 25, 30 people. So I get everybody involved with scriptures. I use probably 120 scriptures in every sermon I do.
Jeez.
Because they would, in some of the prisons, they called me machine gun.
How about that? So, I mean, that's phenomenal testimony. Again, I'm in awe and impressed that a man that's been around much you have been, and been involved with the people you worked with most of your life, they're still this faithful to Christ and not afraid to speak to people that probably look down on you because you are a Christian. I admire that. Most people will check it out, so to speak, whenever they're around people like that. They don't want to hurt their feelings or make it mad at them, so they'll just more or less compromise and keep their mouth shut.
No, they can't do that. If Jesus could go up on a cross for them, why would they deny him?
I totally agree. Matthew 10 told us what happened if we denied him too. He denied before the Father. This is a very serious accusation. But you've done that, and you were received from the people you work with, I guess, in a kind way. So you've doing this, been doing this a long time. Give us a routine of what you do normally when you're out there about your daily life.
Well, I have an arsenal prayer. They could download it off my website, melnovak.com, melnovak.com. And over a million people have that. because Paul the Apostle tells us in Ephesians 6, 11 through 17, three times, above all, put on your shoulder faith. And then in verse 16, Ephesians 6, 16, above all, put on your shield of faith to quench every fiery dart. Well, you got people walking around naked in the spiritual realm because they're not dressing for the battle. Every day's a battle. The mind is the devil's playground.
Amen. Amen. And we always heard idle hands are devil's workshop. I mean, that's, you're right. Absolutely right. And none of us folks are above temptation. And if you put yourself in places where temptation is rampant, you're heading down a very bad road. You truly are.
Yeah.
I mean, these are things that you have to be able to discern and understand. Working for Christ is not just part-time. You don't just go to church once, twice a week and say, I'm a Christian. It goes on 24/7. That's how
no,
being a Christian is.
With that injury, I'm struggling, but I'm on the phone every day counseling and praying for people. And I put out a newsletter that goes to a couple thousand people. So it's...
Well, have you had good results in reaching other actors or actresses about Christianity?
Not good results, but I've had results. I've led some to the Lord. I got to tell you a funny story. On the Game of Death, they had the red carpet and a big screening at the Chinese Groman Theater, and there was a couple thousand people there, and all at once. And they knew I played Stick, the assassin.
Right, right.
So I was cornered by 100 people there. And some kid, he says, I want you to sign my Bible. And I said, this is no Bible. This is a karate manual. What's the matter with you? Do you know who Jesus Christ is? And he said, I can't believe Stick is talking about Jesus. I'm not Stick, bro. I played Stick.
Yeah.
I'm a soldier for Christ. Check my website out. Google me. You Google Mel Novak. I didn't even know. My daughter showed me. And there's all kind of stuff there.
Wow.
But it tells it. I'm an ordained minister. And like I have on my website, the Arsenal Prayer, and I have an after ministry prayer that they could download. Because we're in a war, 2 Corinthians 10:3.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
So we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. And people need
very
to understand
true.
Spiritual warfare is real.
It is real. It's more real than physical warfare because everything that's done on the earth physically starts in a man's spirit, a heart. That's the way it is. And whether it's good works or bad works, they all start in the heart of man. And that's a spiritual move right there to start off with. So, we there are some Christian movies coming out that has some pretty well-known people. I've had Kevin Sorbo on the program a couple times and his wife, Sam, discussing what they do, what they're trying to do to reach people for Christ and the stands they've taken. So there are a few out there, but they're very few and far between, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was doing this movie called Expert Weapon, and I played an assassin, training assassins. So I had this big, long dialogue scene where this guy... We're trying to break him out. And the director was Jewish, and he wasn't a Jew for Christ. So I didn't even say anything to either. But then when we started the rehearsal for the dialogue, I just said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. God's word is alive and powerful, sharpened any two-edged sword. the other actor's eyes got so wide because that wasn't the dialogue. So the director called cut. He said, I didn't write that. I said, no, what you wrote is an abomination to God. And
wow.
Yeah, I told him. Because I never cared. You want to fire me? Go ahead.
Good for you. Hey, let's take a phone call. Let's go talk to a gentleman named Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Butch, this is an honor. This man is really for Christ. You know, Hollywood has destroyed a lot of children over the generations. I'm 61. I grew up in the eras of, you know, Leif Garrett and all the other actors. They're totally destroyed. Hollywood is nothing. I admire this man to take a stand because now we know what Hollywood is representing. A lot of satanic evil. A lot of stars have become the gods. And we've seen the problems with alcohol, drug abuse, with child actors to their adults and never known Christ.
Amen.
We've got to stand so strong to the youth growing up. You know, Matthew chapter 18 talks about the children. We've got to get real, Pastor.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I just, Mel, not just because you're an actor, you stood because you fought Satan in Hollywood. I believe there's a lot of satanic evilness for many decades that have gotten the souls of many actors and actresses in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray for those actors and actors, whoever they are. And I'm going to pray on a daily basis who, just the average person out there, because it's not a comfortable feeling when Satan gets your soul. It is not comfortable. It's destruction of humanity on this planet.
Amen.
Mel, I'm going to keep you in my prayers.
Thank you.
This is needed. Hollywood has been taken over by the Satanists. It's under China, you know, but you know, it's under the Chinese government, under the New World Order of Satanism. You know that, don't you?
Yep. Most of them are. And satanic religions like Zionism and other things are taking over, too. Every one of them. Yes, sir. Sad but true.
And I just, it's great to know that we have more people in Hollywood. I hope they would stand on that. But they go with the satanic systems of the New World Order. And some of the retired actors, like Whoopi Goldberg, she's still with Satan. She's not a Christian.
No.
They want
no
to go way. And yeah. just profile to people, and this feels good. Come, you know how Satan makes you feel good? That's the profile through the thoughts of television, what they're doing to our youth.
Amen.
That's what's happening,
Amen.
Butch.
Yes, it is. Good call, Chris. Anything else?
I just want to thank you again, Mel. And, Mel, you're going to be in my prayer. And stay strong in Christ, my brother.
Thank you, Chris. Yes, I will.
And good call. Thanks, Chris. And a question, Mel. This is going to be maybe a toughie, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to. But everyone, I think, out there who does any reading at all and keeps up a few things knows that Hollywood is in some very wicked things, including cannibalism and drinking blood. And all
yeah.
that.
Are you,
okay, how corrupt, how much is that prevalent in Hollywood circles?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
So they really are into child sacrifice and drinking blood and all that?
Yes.
Wow. And can you, I don't want, give us an idea what goes on there. What is it? What do they do?
Well, they're Satan worshipers.
Of course.
And they get cats or dogs and they kill them and drink their blood. I mean, that's just gross.
Yes, it is gross. And we know that Katy Perry, who was a preacher's daughter, wrote a song about cannibalism where she was offered on the video up as a main course, so to speak. Is that for real? Are they really doing that, or is that all just pretend?
No, that's for real. I'm telling you, we live in a fallen world. Evil lurks everywhere.
So some of the things
that they're doing is absolutely insane.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, I was doing a movie, and I witnessed to this cinematographer, like, for 3 days. Then he goes, what are you, Jesus freak? And I went 3 inches from his face. Don't you ever call me a Jesus freak. I'm a freak for Jesus. That's two different things.
Amen. See,
before you talk to a lot of them, you need to bind up deaf and dumb spirit, Mark 9:25 and 26, a blind spirit, 2 Corinthians 4:4, and a spirit of Antichrist, 1 John 4:3, because otherwise they won't even hear you.
That's true.
And that is Matthew 18:18, Matthew 16:19. Jesus, whatever you bind on earth in my name is bound in heaven. It's all in Jesus' name.
Amen. So how prevalent really is this satanic worship and sacrifices in Hollywood?
Well, you have doctors that come there, attorneys, actors, and directors. And a lot of these big-time actors went down to Epstein's. You know, that Epstein guy?
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope they're exposed.
Oh, I do too. Do you ever run into those people that do these things?
No, I don't. I don't hang out in those areas. I'll go to red carpets where I get an award or something, but you know, they know where I am, and some people are uncomfortable, but that's not my problem. That's theirs.
That's very true. Very true. Wow, that's interesting. Very interesting. I mean, it's just amazing to me that, I mean, we know this. I always thought it was for real, but, you know, not having somebody with first-hand knowledge, I read it, and it's an article that I do believe, but I just want to hear from somebody that's been involved and know people like this. They're actually doing these things to people. Folks, this is the power of Satan in this country. And I want to tell you this right now. Satan is no wimp. He knows what he's doing. He's been doing it for thousands of years. And he'll take us down in a heartbeat. If we crack the door for him, hook him all the way in before you know it. Let's go to New Mexico and talk to Mick. Mick, welcome. Come on in.
Yes. Have you heard the book called Empire of Their Own?
I don't think so.
It was written by you. And the empire is Hollywood. Not the Chinese. The Chinese don't have no such power. All of these Jews, they're all a bunch of perverts. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I know what you're saying. I agree. But Chris is right. I do know the Chinese have been buying into a lot of things involved in entertainment because there's money in it. And that's what it comes down to. I mean, that's been bought into.
For the Rothschilds, that's all.
Most businesses and people are with that, and they get involved with other things too that's totally evil. Yes, good call, Mick. Anything else?
I'll show you an example here. Most of these porno sites on the internet, who owns them? China? The same people who own Hollywood. That's not a joke.
I know it's not a joke. I know it's very true. It is true. Well, Mick, thanks for calling. Got to get to know one here. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. So what you're saying, Mel, you are kind of like a rose among thorns. You know that, right?
Well, that's my calling, to do what I'm doing. And, Acts 5:29, I need God's approval, not man's.
Amen. I agree with that completely. You know, if we wait for man to approve what we're doing, we'd all quit by now. I've been on the radio almost 40 years. They've threatened to kill me, threatened to burn my house down, and everything else. I've had wheels fall off my car. I've had 2 tie rod ends come loose at the same time. So, yeah, they've tried to do some things to take us out over the years. So I understand that it does cost to stand for truth. And I'll tell you right now, folks, if you're afraid to tell the truth, if you're afraid to offend somebody, you're afraid to tell the truth. Because truth offends. That's why they crucified Christ. Mel, what else do you want to add to what you said?
Well, I'd encourage again for anybody that's in ministry, to download my Arsenal spiritual warfare prayer and pray it daily. I've had 28 surgeries in my life. I should have died 7 times. No, I never did drugs. I never drank. And we're in a war, and Paul tells us 3 times in Ephesians 6, 11 through 17, that we're to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Amen. And again, you never drank, never done drugs, and you've been in Hollywood 30-some years.
Yes.
That is phenomenal. That is testimony of among testimonies. That's almost hard to believe. It truly is. That's a man that God has led to what you're doing and stayed that true. That's a miracle in itself.
And yeah, tell the first kid. And Serbians like to drink. And my real name is Milan Mrjenovic.
Okay.
I had a telemarketer call me. It's Mrjenovic. And she says, "Hello, is Mr. Merger Bitch there?" It's a B, not a B, lady, and I hung up on her.
Good golly. Well, tell the folks how they can learn more about you. Give me your website and everything one more time.
My website?
Yeah, website, and how they can get in contact, maybe an email with you or whatever.
Yeah, my email is nails. NAILS, N like North, A Andrew, I Ice, L Love, S Sam, 007 at NetZero, NETZERO.net.
Wow.
That was
okay.
A nickname, Nails. And
folks,
Jesus was nailed to the cross.
Amen. That's amen. What a powerful testimony in a world, in a society where he's worked is full of demonic activity. You heard it from somebody, seen it. The culture of drinking blood, vampirism, sacrifice, cannibalism, and that's going on. And Mayo stood out among the rest of them with his testimony. He said, not reaching too many professional actors and actresses, but reaching millions for the cause of Christ in prisons, on the streets, everything else. Mel Novak, thank you for joining us tonight. This has been a pleasure, and I've truly enjoyed it. Thank you.
Anytime, Pastor.
And you keep in touch from time. Okay, keep it down. If you get another movie coming out that you think we should go see, tell me, and I'll put the word out.
I'm signed to do a movie called Betrayal. I play a mafia hitman.
Okay. All right, well, tell me about it later. We've got to go now. Time's up. Thank you, Mel. I'll be talking to you.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Folks, I'll see you tomorrow night with James McCanny. Don't you all go away. See you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.